Hey, this is Jim McDonald. Welcome to episode 113 of the PowerCast. This is an episode that we did earlier this week live to YouTube. And since we actually recorded the whole thing the way we normally do and the quality is better, we figured we might as well drop it and we'll make it a bonus episode today. So I hope everybody enjoys it. Our sponsors for this episode, as always, howmuchyoubench.net, thepowermagazine.com, cavemancoffeeco.com, Compex USA at shopcompex.com and Rogue Fitness at thepowercast.com/rogue. And if you use that link, it directly benefits the show. Obviously, you can go directly to roguefitness.com if you want to, but, you know, then we don't really see as much out of it. So that's it. Let's go for episode 113.
Is this Nickerson?
Live at Super Training Gym in West Sacramento, California.
No, it'll be Nickerson
the
later.
Strongest gym in the West.
Why are you taking your shirt off?
This is Mark Bell's PowerCast.
It's not that kind of show. It's not that kind of show.
Sponsored by HowMuchYouBench.net, ThePowerMagazine.com, CavemanCoffeeCo.com.
I could kind of look like Macho Man or something, like for Halloween. You see, what's the name? Tom Callis tried to do it, but I would look way more handsome.
Silent Mike and Jim McDean.
Oh, yeah. No, it was...
Here's your host.
Tom Finn.
He did Warrior.
Ooh. Yeah.
But Tom Callis did Macho Man.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
His impersonation was decent, but his looks were... I can see all your comments, but we're not going to read them. How do you feel about that?
No, we might read them.
Have you seen Tosh.0? What does he say? Nana, nana, boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so funny. Yeah. He is so funny.
I'm not wearing my sunglasses. You know, if I wear my sunglasses, I wouldn't be able to read my screen, though.
I wear my
just because I can't read without my sunglasses.
It started raining really hard, so I put on my sunglasses.
I'm only happy when it rains.
It's raining men?
It's raining men. I wish it was raining men. That would fucking spice things up around here, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe it would rain powerlifting men.
Yeah.
Today we're brought to you by Sunglass Hut.
Sunglass.org.
Beach Hut and Pizza Hut. The three best huts on the planet.
All proceeds go to my bunghole? What?
Please proceed to my bunghole? That's what I heard. I don't know if that's right.
All proceeds proceeding towards there.
Toward your butthole.
Yeah.
Do you see my V-neck?
Turn down the gain you're peaking. I don't know if I can.
Buddy.
Turn down for what?
You can't turn down these gains, buddy.
Yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I don't have a
We're
mane.
We're peeking or peacocking?
I don't have a mane.
Peacocking 24/7.
Just coming straight off the monitor, folks.
Coming straight out of Compton, motherfuckers. What's going on, Silent Mike? What the fuck are you doing? You did some deadlifting yesterday?
Is that better?
I did some deadlifting.
That's better, yeah.
Then
it's better than before.
Top breaking news. I talked to Jeremy Hamilton, the strongest couch on the planet, the 220 all-time world record holder.
What's he doing with himself?
I don't know.
Probably just counting his bread after that fucking...
Yeah, yeah. He's probably retired.
World record total.
Yeah.
Counting his dough.
Yeah, I heard he bought a plane.
Sitting on some stacks.
Yeah, bought a plane, bought a bus.
Yeah.
MTV,
a bus.
MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
What didn't he win, like $2,000?
Oh, I don't even know if there was money at Boss and Bosses.
Well,
I thought I was just joking.
He won some money, I think, actually.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey
now.
But he's going to try to set me up for a little PR... meet coming up, maybe.
I don't think he knows anything about training.
I don't either. We'll find out.
I think it's just luck. He's just jacked and super strong.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. He is very jacked.
It's genetics.
I'm not that jacked.
It's genetics.
Hopefully his theories will work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Genetics. Yeah. So I don't understand the whole couch thing. Is it just because Canadians don't know how to say coach?
I think so.
Yeah, because it was Coach Jeremy Hamilton.
Yeah, they kept saying
but
couch.
Omar says coach.
Couch,
Jeremy Hamilton, so they just call him the couch.
Right.
So anyway, we're fucking with this live shit today because we can, because
uh-oh,
we should.
We got a live guest.
And so we're, oh my God, that guy's
really
so
obese.
Fat.
Really obese.
Oh, he's so
left.
Fat that he left.
If you want to see how obese he is, you can follow him at Filipino Thunder on Instagram.
You know, he told me that somebody stole Filipino Thunder on Twitter.
Yeah, his Twitter's like Arby Strongman or some shit.
Filipino Thunder Down Under.
Even though there's probably, 100 million?
Thunder Down Under. We got to go to that,
Filipino
huh, guys? Huh?
Well, I tried out.
Boys,
they didn't want me.
Oh.
How many people do you think are on Twitter compared to Instagram?
I don't know.
I bet there's still more on Twitter.
It's just been around for a long time.
More on Twitter.
Yeah. But Instagram supposedly has whatever, like 1,000 fucking billion or something stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
1,000 billion doesn't sound like a real number.
Me and Dr. Evil think it is.
Yeah. $1 bazillion.
With lasers on their freaking heads.
Quinn, my kids watch Austin Powers all the time.
It's so
all
funny.
The fucking time.
It's so funny.
And my
they
little
girl. They
probably
don't even get half the jokes.
Yeah, I mean, Jake gets most of them. But yeah, there's a bunch of them go over their head. But Quinn, forever, she kept going, and then saying like $1 million. And I was like, no, that's like the ESPN like noise, like
yeah, but it's close. But
she kept doing it, you know, and then she's like, no, she's like, watch. She goes, Dad, I paused it. She's like, you gotta watch this part. And I watched it, and sure enough, it goes,
yeah.
But just one time, not two.
Yeah,
she was doing two.
Mine sounds a little weird, Jimbo.
Yeah, we lost.
It just sounds quiet.
We lost a little pop. We were doing good.
I could hear it. It just sounds weird.
Jim touched a button, and now we're fucked.
We almost got 100 people watching. That's not bad.
Jim, whatever button that was that you touched, it messed everything up.
Let's see if I can tweet people. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the button.
Jim,
that's
what's the channel name? JimMcD123?
Just /SuperTradingTV.
Let's see if we can get some people.
We'll figure out how to do this on Mark's channel. But
hey, now.
It just fucked up today. I don't know. I had all kinds of problems.
Well, we're just testing this out. That's why we wanted to do
What's
this.
What's up with you always talking about test?
Yeah. Yeah,
why can't we be practicing?
No, we're testing.
Mm-hmm. I've never tested in my life. I just normally practice things.
You test positive. You be positive.
I turned down sex with my girlfriend to be here. Still not disappointed. Thank you.
That's weird, bro. Go back to your girlfriend. This really isn't worth your time.
You know, actually, there is no reason why you can't do both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you should live stream that.
Just
and
bring
we'll
us
fucking
up on,
watch you.
Just
tell her we said, and this is a prescription from Dr. Smelly that she needs to take it in the butt.
Yeah.
And then you can, then you won't be listening.
Are
to
you
us
talking
anymore.
About anal?
Yeah.
Oh, anal.
The old butthole.
Anal.
Spinal.
Oh, that's why I say anal, like spinal.
Yeah. Spinal.
Anal.
What happened to your back, Mike? Spinal.
You broke your back? Yeah, vertebrae.
a lot of questions. When is the Lane workout footage coming?
No
too
one
many
cares,
questions,
right?
Not enough answers. We actually have a deadlift video coming up soon where Lane Norton explains how to deadlift, and then we'll have a lot of workout footage. You'll be flooded. You'll get crushed by it. We don't want to put out too much shit at one time, so we're trying to stretch shit out through the motherfucking holidays. And stuff.
Like stretching out the D.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. See, people always talk about stretching out the V, but you got to stretch out that D, too.
Well, yeah.
You hang a weight off the end of it?
Yeah, if you're trying to kill that pussy, you got to...
Someone asked me a serious...
There's a guy that dragged a sled with the with his dick, you know?
They asked me a serious question about...
Sled dragon.
Cock push-ups, you know, and if cock push-ups help, like, your sexual performance, right? Mm-hmm. So we work out to lift, like, you squat to run or jump better, right?
But it train your dick.
But it doesn't work that way with your dick. The only thing cock push-ups do is help girth. They don't help sexual performance. Mm. That's the sad
know.
Truth. It's a purely aesthetic movement.
Don't you have to do a Kegel to... Do that, and so that's going to help.
No, a cock push-up?
Yeah.
No, you lay on the floor and get a wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
it.
But then you have
that's
to,
a cock push-up.
Then you have to kind of flex your butthole and your
dick. I don't think there's any flexing. I don't know what kind of cock push-ups you guys do, but you can only do one a day, and you do you just lay down and get a wood. Have you guys ever heard of Jack Black?
Is this Mike Mensur fucking
This is Jack
training?
Black. Yeah, it's kind
of... One set of one rep?
That's Jack's it, Black. Daily.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a question that keeps coming up about lacrosse balls. I don't have any at the moment.
We use
cock push-ups all day.
Yeah, see, they understand what
cock
I'm talking
push-ups,
about.
Cock push-ups.
We're losing lady listeners because we're just talking about
That's not true.
Penis,
we're up to 19, I think.
Ladies, do you like penis? If you do, then please
type number one. If you like wiener, type
one
now.
One.
Lots of dudes hitting one right now.
Yeah.
So lacrosse ball before... benching. Why not? I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't actually like a lacrosse ball. I do like the Supernova. And I know that sounds like a plug, but it is way better. It's a better size.
I have the small Supernova, and I like it, whatever that one's called.
Maybe because I'm fat, lacrosse ball, and I push on it, just like sticks into
it
me.
It digs in too much.
No, it doesn't hurt, though. It just like gets
hurt?
Absorbed.
Oh.
Maybe where I need something with more mass to push.
I'm still stuck on these cock push-ups.
Look. 1-1-1. A lot of dick lovers in the house. What's up, ladies? What's up, Chris Gregg? That's a weird lady name.
Yeah.
What's so that guy's name? Pussy right in her cock or something?
Pussy, yeah, that's, yeah, pussy that's in clever. Pussy in right her fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck wow. her right in the pussy a, just all rearranged.
We have a bunch of 11-year-olds on here.
Yeah.
But back to the cock push-up, is would it look like downward dog?
If you're well endowed,
you'd have to be.
Yeah, if you're well endowed,
done like a rhinoceros.
Maybe I'm not thinking of the right one.
Yeah, no, that's downward.
What about a Hindu push up? Does it look like a Hindu push up?
If you're well endowed and at the top of the concentric contraction, it would look like a Hindu push up.
And if you do it on the bed, that's got to be a lot different than doing it on the floor.
Well, the bed is more like a static hold because yeah. you just push. You don't move.
You don't move anywhere.
Yeah, don't
is there any sort of hip thrusting involved?
There shouldn't be. No, because that's what we do in the gym.
Oh.
So there's no hips involved.
What about trying to spin on it?
Then you're talking some b-boy shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was left in the 80s.
Yeah, like you're doing, like you're breakdancing
yeah.
off of it.
Hmm. If someone could breakdance on their wiener, they yeah, would
has
go
anybody
viral.
Ever, has anybody
that would 10 million views on YouTube?
Has anybody ever been able to do that?
I can't imagine.
What if you did? What if you did a breakdance move on it and you drilled a hole in the ground?
The human drill.
You
that's
like
breakdance move.
You corkscrewed yourself yeah. into the floor.
I don't know how those guys spin on their head. That would be such a headache.
It's a different head to spin on.
Please come to Body Power 2016.
We're not going to the UK. Actually, I found out or I heard it was smaller than the Olympia, so I'm not interested.
Body Power. Yeah, some of that shit's just too far away.
It seems like it's a lot of days.
We're dying.
Hold on. This happened the other day, too. I don't know
what
caused it.
That was somebody farting.
Don't fart.
The phones at all?
No.
No, nothing's all wireless, right?
I don't know.
No, I think it means that at some point we're going to have to send this fucking thing in for service or something because it's just...
What needs to get serviced?
It's falling. This thing that's down here by my legs.
Oh, wait, hey now. Can I get a hey now?
Collab with Jason Genova. Why is everybody so hung up on him?
Who is he?
Jason Genova is the learning disabled bodybuilder.
Oh, the never go full retard kid, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's a good method.
Pissening.
He's got like Asperger's or
what
something,
they,
right?
What they actually have, though. Which
does
I
he
just,
have something wrong with him?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I only saw one video.
Yeah, well, so he made his own channel, and it didn't get that popular, but what I didn't know is some guy...
Popular.
They're basically in like a 24-hour fitness.
Uh-huh.
Somehow got allowed to film, and I don't know when was the last time you guys, probably longer than I have, trained at a commercial gym regularly.
Yeah.
You see the same guys, and they all become friends, right? Joe, Bob, and Steve all train at 4 o'clock. They all kind of work...
All bench press together on Monday.
Yeah, they kind of work out together, kind of don't.
They all meet in the steam room
and they
after.
Just talk, yeah, forever. So basically...
How about them Niners?
Yeah, so Jason Genova and these group of, like, not older guys, but middle-aged guys, all train together at the exact same time, 6 o'clock in the morning at this gym in Florida, and some guy, I don't know who he is, just films the whole thing, and these things are getting pretty good views.
Really?
It's called... I don't even want to shout it out because they're going to get more views.
Yeah.
People will find it, but they get, like 20,000 views per video. And it's literally like a reality show. The guy's just walking around with a camera, like watching them talk shit. And all they do is talk shit the whole time.
I think I just saw him one time posing in the bathroom or something.
Yeah, that's the video
you showed me, right?
I think that's the video that like got him like popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like posed down and calling out his anatomy.
Fucking good for him, man.
Yeah, Order 66. I don't know what that is. I mean, I know it's from Star Wars.
Yeah, I can explain it to you. Richard Hawthorne on the podcast. Sure, why not? If he's not here, for sure.
The name of the thing's on the screen right now. See?
Delray Misfits?
Yeah, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's a weird phenomenon. Like, it's cool that the guy's like doing it or whatever, and people enjoy it, but it's just weird to me.
Order 66 was the order to wipe out the Jedi.
Yeah. Oh. I know that, but I don't know what that has to do with Jason Genova.
I have no idea. Maybe it's something
people
he
want
says.
To wipe out.
So I may be looking too deep into it. Jason Genova calls himself Darth Vader now, and that, so I figure that means he goes to the dark side. And in our world, when you go to the dark side, that means that you hopped on steroids.
Yeah.
But I don't want to accuse or anybody
maybe
of that.
Maybe he's just a Jedi.
But maybe he's just really into Star Wars because I would love to be Darth Vader.
Okay. Mm. It says Order 66 is about haters. Okay. He's the piss lord, not the Sith lord, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any of it. How are you guys so educated on this? Do you guys study this? Go read a book instead. Like,
I'm
watch a lot
down
of YouTube.
With all this funk. I don't know what's going on.
I don't, man, Uptown will funk you up.
I know.
That's
I got
a great line.
Junk in my trunk.
Uptown will funk you up?
Yeah, it will.
Yeah,
getting beat up and getting beat down.
I'll take you up on that. I'll take you down on that.
I know. Going down on me?
Going up on you?
Yeah. Blowing up? going down?
You guys, this is just a temporary setup, and so if things are funky, like the picture and the sound, that's just how it is right this moment.
This is our temporary, permanent solution.
We might spend a lot of money and turn this into a fucking TV station, but we'll see.
Yeah, we don't really care what you guys have to say.
For now.
106 people ain't bad, though.
Oh, earlier today we were talking about some porn. Yeah. And we were talking about
The evolution of getting away with porn.
We
weren't talking about porn in particular.
Yeah, we were talking about some porn, and we were talking about the porn I had growing up versus the porn Mike had growing up versus the porn that's out there today versus the porn that Jim grew up with.
I had analog porn.
What's analog porn?
That's magazines.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. We were talking about that.
100% analog porn.
Yeah, but right. And then how do you
But how many magazines were around? Probably only two or three, maybe?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Playboy, Hustler.
Like popular. Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler, I think.
Is Hustler really the dirty one? I don't know if I've ever bought. I've never bought.
None of the ones from then, I don't think, were that dirty, right?
I'm talking like full, like spread eagle, like
pussy lips wide open.
Yeah. Hustler, right? Yeah. See, I knew one of them was like dirty, and Playboy doesn't have any of that. Hustler. Playboy's naked, but it's
tasteful and shit.
Yeah. Although if you want to say tasteful.
The profiles are
supposed to be pretty.
Made up and...
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim Kardashian was in there. That's tasteful.
Yeah, they touch up the bruises and the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Give the girl a tan, and then they get rid of her fucking track marks
Luckily, most of the injuries are on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen any magazine.
No?
I'm probably walking through a grocery store, but like...
Really?
Not actually seen a magazine, like flip through it or nothing.
They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure they're great.
They're pretty awesome. They're pretty awesome. But yeah, it's fucking changed so much. I got an 11-year-old, so that's kind of why me and Mike got on the topic. And, what the fuck do you do about it? Like... We were kind of talking about how no one should ever really get in trouble for porn.
You don't want to yell at them
that
it's natural.
But at the same time, it's like the porn that's out there now is kind of unlimited.
You don't want to see some chick being choked by five guys and your 11-year-old watching that.
Well, I have a terrible story. I think they were 11. I think they were 11 or 12 at the time.
You have two sons, right, Jim?
Yeah.
And they're how far apart?
About 4 years, three and a half years. The older one and... His friend, is from a very religious family, and we shared babysitting with these people for years. We don't really have anything to do with them anymore, but
because of this incident,
not really. I could go way down the rabbit hole on this, but let me just leave it at this level that we at some point I had a laptop from work or whatever that was around, and this was a way long time ago, and like you had all your
I like where their story's going.
All your internet was pretty much dial up or CompuServe or AOL or whatever, and we discovered that there is a shit ton of porn on this laptop of mine from work, which is kind of a weird thing. And we find out that it's the friend that's brought it over, but he's brought it over on fucking CDs. So who knows where he got it?
Amazing.
But my son, who is 29, fessed up over the summer when he was home that they figured out how to get on the internet without the password by activating the antivirus software. If you made the antivirus update.
Oh, then
it didn't require the password, and it would get online.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. Kids are too smart.
Your kid became a fucking CIA detective over porn.
Something like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, that is, that, you know, it's just like, I don't know, there's some scary shit out there now, so it's like, I don't even know.
Well, this stuff was really bad, too.
Right. Yeah, and you don't want to, like, hand it to them.
Baseball bats and orifices where baseball bats aren't supposed to go. And,
And then you worry about if they get, like, a complex or, like, a distorted view on sex or reality. Yeah, that's not healthy. Right. Like, you want what's healthy. I mean, I don't have any kids.
Yeah,
so
listen,
I don't
every
give a
girl's
fuck,
butthole's not going to be spotless. Right?
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah, they'll never be able to get a boner again after such high expectations.
Yeah. You can't always see a reflection in the girl's pussy. You know, it's not always that clean.
Someone said Mark watches walrus porn.
A couple,
Kim Valentine was already on the show.
Sea lions, all right, assholes, not walrus.
Yeah. You can look back last year, Kim Valentine was on the show. She was almost on earlier this year, but she bailed.
She bailed on us.
She bailed on us. And so that's when we had Dave Zuski on.
Zuski? Zeus? The Zeus is loose?
Zuski.
And then we were also talking about, like, like, you know, getting caught with it and shit. I remember one of my friends, he got caught, like, he was like jerking off on a decline bench in his garage.
Poughkeepsie Bill. Poughkeepsie Bill's decline bench. We did an episode that included that story.
Yeah.
And he got caught,
I don't know, by his mom, by his dad, and by, like, his grandfather.
Not all at the same time.
And, like, nobody would talk to him.
Yeah.
He was, like, isolated, didn't know what the hell was going on. He thought he was all weird.
Yeah, I had friends that would bring stuff to, like, school and stuff, like magazines or pictures print out. But it's, like, so weird. Like, you're, whatever, fifth grade, probably 11, 12.
Right.
Like, why even bring to school? What does that have to do with anything? Like,
yeah.
Like, we're not going to jerk
like,
off.
What I got.
Yeah,
see
yeah,
I
that's
got.
What
yeah.
it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's funny. I guess now though you kind of share like people will talk about websites or different
especially
porn stars.
In here we have like four guys that are like porn connoisseurs in here and like look everyone likes like naked chicks but I don't know every chick on the internet's name
and
they're
going
they're like no Ashley Smith I was like I have no idea what you're talking about like and they're going nuts about it like no she's fine but if you've seen I was like oh my god
you think we have fans
yeah
these
oh my
people
could
have
you imagine
fucking, yeah these people have tons of
yeah
fans.
Like the Arnold what is it the porn there's some porn AVN
I will say that some of these people are very talented
yeah I mean
and they deserve the fans I'm not hating on that
yeah. Yeah, but imagine that whole industry. Like, all we know is fitness industry, the Arnold, the Olympia. Their
I remember
shit must be nuts.
Howard Stern every year would have, like, the girl that won, like, the Deep Throat Award and the Anal Award.
We should podcast live from the AVN Awards.
Oh, my
that
God.
Would be
I don't know how we get in. But
I don't know how
to
do
some,
that either.
Someone we know has to know somebody there.
My friend used to go to it every year.
That's
like
so
in Vegas,
weird.
I think.
That's what I mean. Someone has to get our in.
That's gotta be.
That'd be ridiculous. Everyone's probably just walking around naked, like hot chicks walking around naked.
It's gotta be some crazy shit going on with that. Anyway, you want to take some questions from these fucking guys?
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, guys, throw out actual questions.
Yeah, they just said Deep Throat Award.
I made an encyclopedia of porn on MS Word to document my porn adventures. That's amazing.
That's weird.
Anybody got any squat questions or some bench questions?
124 people
questions?
And a bunch of useless questions.
Or and some questions about nutrition or whatever. What you got going on with your nutrition nowadays, Mike? You just eating whatever?
I'm tracking my food.
Tracking your macros?
But just not very like strict. You know, like I'll throw in.
So you're just watching it.
Yeah.
You're just watching yourself get fatter.
Yeah. That's what I do.
That's great.
Yeah. It works out really well.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get fat.
It's just a semi-way to hold myself semi-accountable.
Supposed to get 3,000 a day, got 3,500. Guess I'm going to get fatter.
Yeah, so if I'm like within 200 to 300 calories, I'm not too worried.
You ever counted up your calories on a day where you just kind of eat whatever and it's like 4,000, 5,000?
Most days that I've gone
nuts. You ever checked on that?
Yeah, I haven't actually added in, but I bet it's days I go real nuts are probably like 5,000 calories.
Okay, we have real questions actually rolling.
Favorite wrestler?
What will Lillibridge squat? I can't see exactly what this says, but he'll do 1050 soon, I think.
Would he just smash 10-15 for pretty easy too?
Yeah, he did a double with it. I think he's capable of 1,050. You know, for that to happen, things got to feel right for him for the day. But
yeah, why not?
I think he'll hit it.
Somebody asked about doing a reverse hyper in a commercial gym. Unless there's a reverse hyper in the commercial gym, you can't do a reverse hyper.
Yeah, people do some weird rigs with GHRs and reverse hypers out of other equipment. I just don't think they're as good.
I don't think it works
as
well.
Yeah, you know, if you just use what your gym has. If your gym has a 45-degree back raise, those are great too.
45-degree back raise is almost as good in my opinion.
Yeah,
especially if you can load it up a little bit.
Yeah, you get to isolate the hammies, get to isolate the lower back. It's, still a good movement. You have things like good mornings and stuff. Don't forget about that kind of shit. Those are great exercises too.
Benefits of a bench pin press?
Pin presses are fucking brutal, but if you can handle them, they're a great way to kind of get through some sticking points on the bench press. I think it's a great builder of strength. I think they can even replace bench pressing for a little bit of time. Just keep in mind that they can be tremendously painful, so I think you want to try to do repetitions on them. When you do reps on them, you want to try to pause them for about 5 seconds at the bottom because you want to try to limit the amount of weight that you can actually use on them because they will
so
fuck
you, have to,
you up.
See, because you have to cut the momentum out so that you can limit the
weight. Yeah, you want it to be momentumless benching, easy for me to say.
Favorite or why thoughts on prisoners being so jacked?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Is that just a stereotype?
I think it's...
Because I'm sure there's
I'm sure it's a stereotype to a certain degree, but it's also lack of anything else to do.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's like weird, wiry, heroin addict guys in prison too, that are skinny as shit. And I'm sure there's fat fucks in jail that go in fat and come out fat.
I think it has to do with their activity. You know, I think a lot of places don't allow them to have weights anymore. So I think some of that is gone. But even the places that don't have weights, the guys are still doing push-ups. I think, you know, maybe the prisoners have made many poor decisions over their life. I think everyone realizes the value of self-worth and feeling good about yourself. And there's fucking no better way to do it than to get some exercise, whether you're running or doing push-ups or sit-ups.
It's like a good experiment showing that, like, volume is volume and there's no, like, perfect rep range for strength or size.
Yeah,
right.
Supposedly.
If they're doing push-ups all the time, you're going to get jacked. Or if you do sets of three on the bench all the time, you're going to get jacked.
Yeah, supposedly the Zercher squat came from prison, you know?
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, I don't see why not.
Is
that because they're bent over, or is that because they didn't have a squat rack?
They're trying to open up that asshole, you know, trying to open up the taint. I think it's just, yeah, just out of necessity, just picking the weight up.
And didn't have a – they could deadlift and squat.
What's the squat variation where you throw it over your shoulders, you tilt it up? And then you lean over and put it on your shoulders and bend, like a side bend. Have you seen that? It's old school, right? Like, because they had no squat rack.
Yeah.
Look at the pen, right? You, like, do it like this, and then you put your shoulders in there, and then you go like,
whoosh,
you squat.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that called?
I don't know what that's called.
That's ridiculous. I would kill myself.
Yeah.
Guys do, like, 400, 500, 600 pounds like that.
Yeah, it looks painful. And, again, I just think it's, you know, the prison thing is just, you know, I think some of it is, like, status. You know, like people are just trying to be good at something. Like maybe some of the dudes are good at basketball.
Yeah.
Not to be racist, but maybe some of the guys are good at basketball. Also, you know, maybe some of the guys are good at cards, and maybe some of the guys are strong.
And they want to look a little bit intimidating, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
of course.
Good reason.
Of course. Maybe who knows what kind of jobs they have when they come back out.
Yeah,
they might go straight into their fucking thug life and need to be jacked.
They might go straight into YouTube.
Oh, maybe.
Being a tuber.
What's the amount of bodybuilders and fitness guys doing gay for pay? I think it's not people at the top level who are really doing it.
Under over 50%.
They say I was just going to say the stats show 1 out of 3.
Really?
So under 50%. Under 50%.
It's not for pay. Marcus, step in and say hello real quick so that these people will stop telling.
Buddy, have you ever done gay for pay, or would you consider it?
Have I? No, I've never.
And you'd consider. So $5,000 from these viewers right here to take everything off, buddy. What do you think?
Cash
money, homie.
Go fund me. Go fuck me.
All right, he's in, guys. That's Filipino Thunder on Instagram. He'll send you DMs. You just PayPal him some cash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How important is it to incorporate unilateral movements for quads, hamstrings, back, shoulders?
Depends
like split
on your goals.
Squats, one leg deadlifts, one arm shoulder press. I think if you like variation, you can always go to those. If you're fucked up on one side more than the other, you can always do that. I don't know that doing it outside of those circumstances is the most important thing in the world.
Those can be great exercises. I would just say that if you're somebody that wants to try to maintain some level of athleticism and you want to be a big fucking heavy power lifter that lifts tons of shit, then it'd be wise on your end to keep that shit in there for as long as you possibly can, because you're going to lose a lot of the aspects of your athletic ability as you get older and as you become more stuck together from all the heavy training. So yeah, try to keep that shit alive if you can.
Yeah, if your only goal is to squat and deadlift as much as you can, I'd say they're not needed. But if your goal is overall fitness, we all got into this thing for health and fitness,
right.
And then as soon as we got into this thing, we stopped being fit and healthy. But if your goal is fitness and health, then they're great.
Actually, I had a question for Lane that I didn't ask when he was here. It was like, okay, well, we're talking about performance, we're talking about aesthetics or whatever.
Right.
What about people who are just trying to be, you know, healthier?
Yeah.
Like, what's the answer there?
Yeah, and I think in general, without taking anything to an extreme or leaning too much towards one thing, I think in general, just being fat or gaining body fat can cause a lot of health issues and a lot of health risks. And if you're somebody that's tracking your calories and you're somebody that's conscious of being in better shape and performing well, then odds are the combination of all the training and everything, you should be fairly healthy. You know,
yeah.
And then there's the exception of like, you know, even somebody like Lane, well, maybe you could say, okay, well, the guy spends 4 hours in the gym.
Right.
You know, and he trains his ass. Like, maybe that's not that, you know, quote-unquote healthy. Maybe there is some sort of issue. But I would imagine if he got his blood work back, I'd imagine that he'd have probably some really good,
you know, especially being a natural athlete.
Yeah, being a natural athlete and just kind of the overall look that he has, I would guess that he's healthy. But I would also just say, like, anybody who's going to start to really push anything too far one way, even somebody who's like a quote-unquote health nut,
right?
You know, you're going to start pulling fat off of every little sandwich and every little piece of meat that you eat.
Well, and is that mentally healthy?
Yeah, yeah. Like, maybe it's just your thought process right. about what's actually healthy, and maybe that, maybe like you being so like anal retentive about it, maybe isn't that healthy. Like, maybe you just need to fucking relax every once in a while.
I think the answer is what all our moms probably told everyone is just moderation.
Everything in moderation, yeah. Mikey.
Right. If you're exercising moderation, so you lift 3 times a week, maybe do cardio 2 to 3 times a week. Yeah. You eat fairly healthy 70% of the time.
Yeah.
The other time. And, yeah. You know, you
rotate
not,
your Xbox, your PlayStation, your Nintendo, rotate that.
You can't have all in one, but right. every 7-day rotation is probably fine. You know, drinking 8 beers in one day is probably not good, but if you have 2 beers on the weekend, you're probably doing okay. Same thing with sweets.
What did Stan say? Basically, just up your activity to meet a moderate, reasonable amount of calories.
Right.
And, you know, things should probably take care of themselves for most people, not everybody. And there are obviously...
Later.
Later, Marcus.
I don't know if you predicted the Super Bowl. Did we do that?
No, we're too late. We're too deep
in
the season.
We're 3 weeks. I think we
I know.
Well, it's not going to be the Niners.
Yeah, you start eliminating some folks right
away.
Yeah,
right. The Niners suck. Somebody asked us about the Niners earlier.
Cam Newton's looking kind of good.
What? Cam Newton is looking really good, Mike.
Yeah, if you know what I'm talking about. Do you see him in his suit?
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. He's a freak athlete. Just because his success as a quarterback hasn't been so consistent, he doesn't get talked about enough. Yeah. But as a freak athlete, he's up there, I'd say, with like LeBron James and some guys.
He's you know, he's done well as a quarterback, but I think sometimes people are expecting the world of these guys.
Yeah.
It might take some time. There's so much more going on to these games of football that you see on Sunday than, you know, you got like Peyton Manning and Eli Manning and you got Tom Brady. You got some of these dudes that have won some Super Bowls, but it's kind of like it kind of reminds me of like when you're watching a movie and you're like, this motherfucker's in another movie. Like, I hate this guy. This guy's annoying. Like, what's this guy's deal? Maybe the guy's just really fucking nice, and maybe he's smart, and maybe he knows how to play the game.
He's working his tail off, clearly.
And I think that's the case sometimes with football. It's like sometimes somebody works themselves in a good position. They have a great attitude in the locker room that makes all the other dudes around him want to work hard for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, so maybe, I don't know what Cam, I have no idea like Cam Newton's like. I never met him, don't know anything about him really. But, you know, there's an aspect of football, an aspect of sports that just being a leader and having some of those weird intangibles are hard to really put anything on. Cam Newton is the most athletic quarterback that there is in the NFL. I don't think there's anybody even close. You know, some
Kaepernick
of other,
might be somewhere in there, but Cam's a freak.
Yeah, some of those other attributes might just take time, and it might take the right coaches to mesh well with him. I think they have some new coaching there, don't they?
I don't know. I haven't paid them that much attention. I should.
I think they're 2-0 or 3-0.
Yeah, I think they're 3-0.
But yeah, some of that shit's kind of hard.
Mike Rashid benched 580 or 480, excuse me. Someone asked if he recently
479. Yeah. At Boston too.
That was his first meet ever. He did bench only.
Somebody asked a question about how do you tell your friend he has gyno without offending him.
Wow, my first
show him some gyno pictures.
My first question is why do you have to tell him?
That's a good question.
I don't think gyno like.
Because a lot of guys get gyno when they're going through puberty.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
it has
yeah.
nothing to do with taking actual
I think even after puberty, just based on your natural hormones.
Yeah,
you can
it
have
can.
It.
It's like, where does your fat accumulate? Shit happens.
I think it's just like Mark doesn't have to tell me I have a mole on my face because that's just like what you look like.
Oh, my God.
I know the internet tells me every fucking video. What's that dark patch? It's a fucking like beauty marky piece of
gonna,
shit. That's
gonna,
what I was born with.
Are you going to die?
Yeah, maybe. I think when
I think
it's
he would
like
just chop his head off.
Possibly,
yeah, it's just like I don't have to tell Mark he's bald. He fucking knows.
But
if that guy literally doesn't know he has gyno, maybe
you have to
he doesn't
tell me
care.
I have a fat face once in a while.
Every once
just
in a while,
just to be nice.
Well, you know, there are guys in the gym who have a little bit of gyno who we know haven't ever done anything, and we give them shit about it,
right?
Because that's how it's
some movies.
That's just this environment. So I don't know if you can't do that with your friend if you're not close.
I would
enough
say
to do that, just,
if your friend is trying to get on a bodybuilding stage, then
yeah,
you need to have a conversation.
And then you may have to
right.
go through whoever his bodybuilding coach would be, and have, because you can't win bodybuilding shows like that with saggy tits.
It's the same thing as telling your buddies that they actually squat high.
Yeah,
like if
yeah.
your buddy asks you, you have to tell him the truth.
Right.
Mark is not actually bald; he just shaves his head.
But what if? Okay, so what if your buddy? And we have this situation here at Super Training. People squat high. Not everybody, but I'd say whatever 50% of the team might squat high, but they don't ask us.
Right.
You go out of your way and say, "Hey, bro, that squat was super high." I don't.
No, not usually. Only, you know, only in the case of, yeah, if some, somebody asks me,
yeah,
or if they're getting ready for a competition, like, hey, what'd you think? And it's clearly very high, then yeah. I'll be like, well, you got a ways to go. You know, you got to lower, let's have you lower. Like we did that with Austin Baumgarten preparing for his last meet.
Yeah, yeah, but Austin's a smart dude. He's open to criticism, and typically he asks, even as like,
he's been lifting a really long time.
Yeah, yeah, even as like head trainer or whatever at his commercial gym, I wouldn't go up to some dude that was squat, benching, or deadlifting and try to fix his form unless he like gave me an eye or asked for a spot or asked my critique. Like, I just feel it's kind of a dick move. Even if obviously the intentions are good.
Yeah,
if it's not my style.
If you're not somebody qualified to give a solution, it maybe isn't the best idea to actually make a criticism.
Yeah, like the internet.
Like the whole internet.
Somebody just said, "Holy shit, how long have you guys been live?" We've been
45
live
minutes
for about
We actually haven't been on the whole time, but the stream has.
We record live every day.
Recorded live. Somebody wrote 40.
Shout out from Denmark. What the hell's in Denmark?
Mm-hmm. People.
How to tell people the bar they're using for squats is a deadlift bar.
That maybe you should fucking tell.
Yeah, I would tell
them. It's not whipping around.
Yeah, it'll be whipping, and then there'll be no center knurling, unless it's a weightlifting bar, in which case it's a little bit thicker, and there'll be no center knurling.
Mm-hmm. Smart to say I should strengthen my glutes and lower back to help support a recovering pulled hamstring. Yeah. Yeah, and you should be stretching out that hamstring so that it's not shortened up on that side. And
you know, a blown out hammy is a fucking tough thing to deal with.
You could get
a little
bit of
help. Is it Drake? So the sprained ankle ain't nothing to play with? Is it Drake?
Yes, because he sprained, yeah.
That's his song, right?
Yeah, because he ate shit about 6 months before that on a concert stage. Yeah. And he actually beat up his ankle pretty bad. And then, like, everybody else was talking shit on him because he tripped on the stage. And then they came out with that song with Lil Wayne and Eminem.
I think, funny. Somebody hurts their knee. And usually there's a tear somewhere, and they say, okay, well, we got to, you know, clean out some cartilage, or we got to fucking repair this or that. And they go and they do that, and it's fixed. But hamstrings and ankles, and there's certain things that just get to be a little bit weird. So with your hammy, I would say you just have to really be super patient with it. But usually most people that hurt their hamstring can usually squat before they can do a lot of deadlifting, so I would suggest doing some squats first.
Yeah, and that's one of those times where you can do some one-legged stuff on the other side, and
you might be able
work
to
up
do,
on
yeah.
the
that's
work up
point.
On the bad side. And
everyone's asking drug protocols.
Yeah. So you might be able to do step ups and stuff like that, which work your hell out
right,
of your
hamstrings. Right. Yeah, and it's also a great movie.
Drug protocols.
Step up? No? No one?
What do they want to know?
I don't know. Someone says Anavar or D-ball, and then someone says certain milligrams a test a week.
No, that's very hard. You can look a lot of that shit up on the interwebs.
You don't need to
come to us for those kind
because
of questions.
There's body weight. You know, there's some suggestions of body weight milligram.
There's so many questions I did a Q&A, I don't know, with Omar or some shit, and we talked shit forever. And in the title, I just put creatine. And then in the comments, they're like, we didn't learn anything about creatine.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not really the point. If you really want to learn about creatine, just type in creatine on Google.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a 10-minute video.
Wikipedia will tell you a lot about it in 5 seconds.
Yeah, we're not going to fucking do videos or whole podcasts on how much creatine you should take a day and if it's safe and if it's proven. Like, it's pretty general knowledge, and if not, you can find it so easy.
The best thing we heard about creatine this whole year worth of podcasts was when Bill Phillips was on talking about how it was developed. And
in his brain.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really bad golfer's elbow.
When it comes to drug protocols, you know, the basic truth of it is just like training, the people at the top can handle more and more and more. So that's usually just the way it goes.
And if you're having to ask the question, you're not somebody at the top. That's the long and short of it.
Interwebs has a lot of great info. A lot of the threads and forums and shit like that.
Do you think walking out a squat makes a difference compared to a monolift?
Yep, it does.
It can make it a lot harder for some people, but some people some people, you know, like to walk the weight out.
Yeah, I've started to prefer that. Obviously, I'm not using knee wraps anymore, but I get my back a lot tighter when I can push into the rack super hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little different for me.
Yeah, everyone's going to be a little bit different on that, but like, you know, I don't know, if you have the advantage of using a monolift, then why not use
it? Then why not use it?
If you'd prefer to just lift the way you like to lift. But I would also just say, like, you know, don't be one of those people that passes judgment on somebody else because they hit a 700-pound squat and a monolift. Don't fucking discredit it, you know? Just you lift your way and they lift theirs. Who cares? Yeah.
So people are asking about the knee sleeve, like what the difference is in the new one to the old one, and then what the price point's going to be.
This is a powerlifting knee sleeve, strongest knee sleeve you can buy. It's super tough, super durable. In comparison to the other knee sleeve that we sell, the slingshot knee sleeve, the slingshot knee sleeve is more for just comfort and for warmth. This one is actually to spring you out of the bottom of a squat. So this one's specifically designed to help you lift more.
So what's the price?
I believe they're going to be about $80 or $85 or so.
Yeah, they're so there.
Yeah,
you guys see these are
they're fucking tough as shit. You can't scratch
like
them.
There isn't a way.
Shit tough?
There's kind of no way.
Oh, so, yes, well, some shits are real tough.
Yeah.
Some of the shits I take.
They hurt.
They make you cry.
Just bite down on your lip and give it a go.
Yeah, sometimes you have to.
The inside of that thing smells like ammonia.
Oh, yeah, it might smell like death for a few days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong. Well, literally. Yeah. Smells strong,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it says it on there, yeah.
Who's got the biggest dick in the room?
That's a good question.
Probably Dick Lickerson.
Is Marcus still here?
Yeah.
So are these going to be IPF approved or not?
Well, that situation is complicated.
I heard that it's kind of evolving.
Yeah, well, if you're, you know, one of the 4% of Americans that are able to actually qualify for the IPF, then you don't have anything to worry about because you can wear them in local USAPL competition. So they're
kind of USAPL approved, but not IPF approved.
They
yet.
Fit within the standards of the USAPL in terms of the length, in terms of how thick they are. So you can wear them at USAPL meets. You just cannot wear them in the IPF officially yet.
Okay.
It'll take probably 1,000 more years because they have some sort of weird.
And $10,000 more dollars.
Yeah, they have some sort of weird. Yeah, which I don't mind. People gripe about that, but you're either a fucking legit company or you're not. And you know what? Powerlifting needs more money, and some of these federations and organizations are actually organized, and the IPF is actually one of them, so fuck it. Ain't got no problem with that. Nobody got time for that.
Three pairs of TRs and the soles keep coming off. You needed to bring that up with Reebok. There's not anything what happened? You can do. His soles are coming off of his shoes.
Son of a bitch. The soles?
Yeah, I have not seen that at all.
I haven't
honestly.
Either. But I would just shoot him an email. They're normally pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, take some pictures of it and send it over.
Most companies are pretty cool.
You know, if that happened to me more than once, I probably just wouldn't buy them again. But in your situation, yeah, send a photo over if you're frustrated about it. I don't know.
Yeah, to Reebok.
I had a can that exploded. I used to buy a Spike by the pallet from T-Nation. Can exploded, send them a picture. And still, the other, like, whatever, 23 cans were fine. They sent me a whole pallet or a whole whatever case. Most companies are pretty cool. Like, they're not out there to fucking scam you.
Well, they want feedback, too. So, like, if something specific is blowing out in a certain, you know, unfortunately, maybe you got some defunct pairs of them. I don't know. Maybe it's the
Uptown
area that
defunct you up.
The area that you bought them from or something. I have no idea. But I haven't really seen too much wear and tear on them. Even from, the, you know, I have like 1,000 pairs of them, so it might be a little different for me. But I haven't seen too many people have any problems with them.
Yeah, I haven't blown any out. I saw my same red pair from before they were on the market.
I have 4 pairs and none of them have blown out.
Could be an issue of them not fitting you that well. What does it say about Jesse Norris there?
He's back in the IPF. How far can he go? Well, if he hits his numbers, he'll fucking win the 275 pound.
He's
going to
come
shit.
All the way here.
Yeah.
That's how far he can go.
Yeah. He'll be here tomorrow.
Yes, Jesse Norris will be here tomorrow.
How often do you guys front squat? I never front squat. I used to. I always end up tweaking my back, so I just erased it from my protocols.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a back problem with it. It just hurts to hold the weight in front of me. Yeah. I would rather put it on my back.
Yeah, front squat's a great exercise. I think whenever you're talking about any of these different movements, as long as you can kind of figure out why they're in your program. Like if I was going to do a front squat, which I've never really done one, years and years and years and years ago, when I did a few of them, I felt it actually more in my stomach and more in my abdomen and my core than anything else. So that's where I would use that exercise for. I wouldn't even really worry about it so much for just pure squatting power. Just be more core strength and trying to keep yourself upright in a squat.
And for God's sakes, don't figure out that you need to make big PRs on front squats.
Yeah, you don't need to hit some giant single with them. They're not very. It's not a very safe. Not a very safe movement, and you're not going to go to a front squat competition, so why not stick with sets
of... Oh, you don't know me. I'm going to a front squat competition.
Just because you see some other lifter on the internet doing some really big squat doesn't mean it's something you should do, front squat, that is. Because we had somebody try to do that in here and dump the fuck out of a front squat, scare the shit out of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you can really jack yourself up. It's just... Just be smart with it. Any of the assistance movements, you know, you got a lot of options. So as long as a front squat fits into something that you feel you need, then go for it.
The question about deadlift lockout above, between the knee and the lockout, I guess, sort of like stalling between the knee and the lockout.
I would suggest doing partial range of motion. Deadlifts obviously would help, but really examine your positioning from the floor. A lot of times... the positioning from the floor is bad, and then it manifests into some sort of bullshit, weird deadlift that's going on, and then you can't lock it out because you were too rounded at the start, you were too bent over, you lost a lot of your power over the bar.
You didn't have your glutes tight.
Yeah.
You pulled off the floor and tried to squeeze them during the lift instead of getting them tight before you start.
Yeah, exactly. All that stuff definitely comes into play, and just really locking into position and not yanking on the barbell. And then the other thing in there would be just some heavy shrugs would probably be a good idea.
I think that's everybody's answer that they don't want to hear. Like, how do I increase the speed off the ground? How do I increase my lockout? How do I increase my deadlift in general? Any fucking lift.
Yeah.
Typically, if your form is locked in on all of them, yeah, you'll still probably have a slower spot in the exercise, in the range of motion. But
what exercise would you say you have the best... form in, Mike, out of the three? Which one do you think looks the best when you watch video of yourself compared to, like, top lifters?
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah. Probably bench or squat. Probably squat. I don't know.
Probably your squat?
Yeah.
And it's probably, like, a little easier for you to push your squat and make progress on your squat.
Yeah, I can handle a lot more volume in my squat than I can in the deadlift, right, for sure, and then probably even more volume in the squat than bench, even though I think my bench form is pretty good, and even though it doesn't move a lot.
And then what about you, Jim?
I'm sorry, what was the question? I was actually reading this.
Best form.
Yeah, what do you think you feel you have the best form on? You know?
Let me tell a nerd story before you go on.
Go ahead.
So I went to a weird school. It was all artistic and whatever. And so basically what we did is they were half kind of into the thing of, like, every kid gets a trophy, you know, like,
right,
that
yeah.
people talk shit on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was never raised that way because my dad's a little more old school sports. Like, you fucking earn your shit. You know,
right.
There's a big thing going on with James Harrison. He made his
kids
give his trophies back.
Yeah.
Anyways, so there's something that we did, like a pentathlon, right? The first Olympics ever was five sports in Greece. And so we competed in those, just whatever. So you'd win and you get a gold. Second and third, you get whatever. Or if you had the best form, they'd give you, like, a beauty fucking thing, you know, for the kid that can't run fast, but for some reason he, like, tries really hard to run good or throws the javelin and it fucking doesn't go anywhere, but he tries to throw good. So that's what this reminds me of. Like, Jim, if you got a trophy for just fucking doing the technique pretty,
right,
what would it be?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think I can make the technique pretty all the time. The one that's most likely to fall apart just because my shoulders are fucked up is the bench. I know what I'm supposed to do. Just my left shoulder
might
doesn't
come on,
always rabble. Do it.
Yeah.
But, like, I can squat ass to the floor without any problem at all with good form. I don't have a exaggerated lean or any of that kind of stuff.
I'd say the lift you stay the most rigid on, though, the tightest on, looks like the deadlift.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like that's an area, like, out of all your lifts, it's probably, you know, I know you did a 650 squat, but I think you deadlifted over 600 too. It's probably the most impressive lift. My point there is just simply, like, the exercise that people feel the best with or feel the closest to in terms of their form is going to be the exercise that's going to be easiest to make progress on.
How about you, Smelly?
Benching?
Yeah.
Yeah, benching.
Even though I think your deadlift form often is really fucking locked in, even though it may not always feel good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it looks awesome.
It's certainly come a long way in the time that I've known you. Actually, squat form has really come a long way in the last 10 years, too.
People ask that all the time, though. Yeah, what's your favorite lift? And I think your favorite lift is the best, for most people, is the lift that you're best at.
Right.
For, like, me, it's just not. Like, that's the coolest thing about powerlifting for me is that, like, all three are different.
Right.
And there's still something I can work on for all three. Squat typically is tightness.
I really like deadlifting, but for some reason, if it feels like once I get here and start moving around, I can make myself do the other two lifts, but I can't force myself to deadlift.
Yeah.
If the deadlift just isn't going right, it just ain't going right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get any better with more warm-ups. It's just going bad, and it will only get a whole lot worse.
Any advice to someone who's not able to get tight on the bench during having a shoulder like rotary cuff issue? Well, honestly, because it hurts. It hurts. It just hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you get it in the right position, it hurts, get the lift over with. I mean, I think it's just going to hurt.
I think back work can help a lot. Like, light rows really squeezing your back. Face pulls can help a lot, just like a scapular retraction.
Yeah.
If you're good at scapular retraction, you could be tighter in the bench.
Something I was always
scapular
told about.
Scapular retraction.
That's official shit.
The way my shoulders are fucked up. Like, I have to work my shoulders under me. I have to keep... Yeah.
Moving back, especially live. That's very nice.
Gangsta boogie.
Kind of a nice touch there, Jim. I would say, you know, if something hurts, you know, try to get it worked on. Try to go to an ART specialist or some sort of masseuse of some sort. If you don't have access to a good one, fucking find one because they're everywhere. So go to fucking 20 different people if you need to. But you really shouldn't have, like, real, real pain during most of these lifts. You know, Kelly Starrett says the human body is made to be pain-free, and I would agree with that.
What about my soul?
What about my asshole? Yeah, my soul hurts. You know, I would agree with that. You know, I get massages here and there, but I, you know, more recently started to get more. And the masseuse is like, you know, hey, you know, you don't have any, like, injuries, and, like, I have been banged up over the years, but...
Yeah.
I kind of take a lot of pride in that. Like, if something hurts, don't be a fucking idiot. You have nothing to prove to anybody. You're not going to really impress anybody.
Yeah,
you know,
and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, I know. Like, everybody gets excited. Everybody wants to lift. But, like, if your shoulder hurts, maybe you just can't bench. Or maybe you got to use a slingshot for a few weeks. Or maybe you got to go really fucking light. Or maybe you just... Maybe you just have to do some other different type of lifting for a few days.
Overhead.
Or, yeah.
Sometimes if you skip, like... 1 or 2 weeks of a particular barbell movement, say the bench press, sometimes that gives your body a great opportunity to recover. So don't be stupid about it. Don't really fight through that pain unless you committed to like a contest or something. I would just avoid it.
Sometimes things are just uncomfortable.
Right.
That's different. It's going to be uncomfortable. I think if you're benching right, it's a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know,
all three lifts, if you're really in the right groove, they fucking hurt.
They're uncomfortable, yeah. Unless the bench, I had to bring my grip in to be able to continue benching because my shoulder's too fucked up to...
Yeah, I don't know how much we talked about it on air, but especially Mark and I have talked a ton off air about the growth and popularity of powerlifting growing and how we just know it'll decline eventually, if not very soon, when people start to get beat up.
Yeah.
People talk shit on CrossFit or powerlifting or even weightlifting about injuries. I'm not talking injuries. Injuries happen sometimes by accident, sometimes by being an idiot, but you will beat up. Like, I have a knot in my right trap that's been there for a month. Like, I can't bench properly. It just fucking hurts. It's not injured. It's just a fucking knot.
Yeah,
of course, I try a stim machine on it, and I've rolled a lacrosse ball, and, you know, people are going to fucking say a million things like, oh, go do this. Like, I've tried it.
You ever
sometimes,
try this?
Yeah, sometimes you get it. Like, I got a massage. It kind of felt better, and then I got to go squat again, and then it becomes bad again. Like, that's just how it fucking goes. And so I think when more people realize powerlifting hurts, they'll probably just find something else.
Powerlifting is really hard. There's a lot of like females that have built up their deadlift to deadlift over 300 pounds. That happens kind of quickly for the dudes. A lot of guys can get to a 500-pound deadlift fairly fast. But then what do you do? You know, and then maybe your bench is – maybe you're deadlifting 500, but you're only benching 250. And you're squatting 350, you know, and then shit's not just – making progress. It's hard to stick with something. You know, it's easy to say, oh yeah, you got to stick with it, but it's really hard to stick with something when A, you're in pain, and B, you're just not moving forward.
I was pulling five. This is pre-super training. I pulled 525, and I didn't even squat 365. Right. And I'm sure my form was hideous and everything, you know, but it was like, yeah, you made progress, and then I ripped my back apart, didn't deadlift for a year.
Yeah.
You know, and then...
Which part of your back did you hurt? Upper?
Just all of it. No, lower back.
Lower back.
Yeah, I was just fucked. And yeah, I did chiropractic, but just the fact was my strength and mental fucking piece of shitness wasn't keeping up with my form.
Yeah.
I used to get hurt all the time, you know, partly due to bad form and partly due to just trying to, you know, fight through stuff. And
right.
I've learned it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. I mean, you want to try to use your training to make you feel better about yourself, not to make yourself feel worse about yourself. So if you are training and you get hurt, you're going to feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to be, for lack of a better term, you're going to be fucking sad.
Yeah.
Next time you come in, you can't lift the way you want to lift. And yeah. then it happens again and again and again. It just hammers you down. It's like the one thing that you're trying to fucking feel great about for the day, and you can't have it, and you can't get it done the right way. So
yeah, it's frustrating. Sandy's going through that right now. She's had about 7 weeks with a bad back. Can't squat or deadlift. She's getting all sad. But it's just part of it. You know, like I've been through that. I'm sure you guys have been mm-hmm. through that. I've gone through last year for 8 months, my back hurt. I didn't squat over like 315 for a long time.
It might sound corny, but whenever I hear of a lifter getting hurt, I try to call him. I try to find out somebody who knows him. I'm like, you know, if somebody gets, you know, if someone gets banged up, obviously I'm not going to call him because they have fucking tendonitis.
Yeah, he didn't text me when my trap hurt. I've been not in my trap for the last 6 months.
Right. If somebody like blows something out or something big, like what happened to Brandon Lilly or things like that, try to give somebody a phone call because I know it's like, man, that shit really matters to these people.
Yeah, it's demoralizing.
They fucking love doing it, and now they can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So it's sad.
Well, you have to shift gears. I was listening to a podcast yesterday with Rob Lowe, of all people, and he was talking about
Skinny Rob Lowe?
Ribbed Skinny Rob Lowe.
You see in the commercial?
Skinny Arm Rob Lowe?
What is he famous for?
He's
actor?
Actor, yeah. Like, he was part of the Brat Pack back in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't know that.
He was on the West Wing the first couple of years of
West
Wing. West
Wing I watched when I was a kid because like my parents watch it. You know, you just get stuck watching
it for a long time. He was on Parks and Rec.
Never saw it.
Yeah. Anyway, though, he's on some show right now that's supposed to be pretty funny with the guy from, what's the name of that show? Fred Savage, whatever that show was
whatever
that he
the
was
Fred
on.
Savage
it's called The Grinder, not the app Grinder, but just anyway.
Hey now.
Back to my point. Anyway, he said that people through his whole life said you have low self esteem. You have low self esteem. Stop having low.
He's in Tommy Boy. Somebody just said.
Yes, he's in Tommy Boy.
He's like sleeping with his sister, but it's not his sister. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a bad guy.
He's also
Tommy Boy's a good fucking movie.
He's also in Wayne's World. He's the asshole.
Yes. There you go. That
producer
you know
guy in Wayne's World. Anyway, he said people always said you have low self esteem. Like, fix that somehow. It's like, okay, well, thanks for letting me know, but what am I supposed to do?
That's
about
the same
it?
Thing. Like chill. Don't ever tell someone to chill because if you think they need to chill, they're fucking fired up, and telling them to chill won't help.
Will not help. Yeah. What he said that it took until he's like 52 now. He's like roughly my age. And he said it took until very recently for him to realize, oh, I know what I need to do to improve my self-esteem. I need to do things that make me feel better.
Right.
Like I need to do things that I can feel good about having done.
Right.
You know, I need to... And I think that a lot of people rely on lifting for that, but you can't have it just be that because when you can't lift right, it impacts your self-esteem. Do other things in your life. Do worthwhile shit in your life for other people often, or travel or read something mentally challenging or something to make yourself feel better about yourself.
And
that improves your self-esteem. Boom.
I don't know if I told this story either, but my buddy Jeremy Shore, shout out to Strength to Serve, made an organization for like strength athletes and like people like us, you know, that have all this strength and we get all strong and we use it for nothing. Basically goes and does like community work. So he sets up stuff. And when I was in Boston with Reebok, we did we went to a mother child transitional home, you know, where homeless people can try to get back on their feet, and we just did yard work just to make like their shit look prettier,
right?
You know, like stuff like that. And like we had no idea what we were doing. They just drove us there in a bus. They told us we were going to go work out somewhere cool, and we ended up just planting hella trees and stuff. Like nothing felt better after that. Like that was during when my back hurt too. I was like, fuck it, like I felt great.
Yeah,
exactly. It does
like that can be really cool.
Yeah, it's the ultimate fixer.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes down to like really what makes you feel not that like, well, drinking makes me feel good. Well, it doesn't make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, when it doesn't help
for
anybody
the longer
else
haul,
either.
It doesn't help anybody else either. Usually, it's things you do for other people that feel good.
I agree.
Yeah, it's if you can just stop for 5 seconds and slow yourself down. You know, everyone's always trying to go so fast.
Yeah,
and if you can stop for a second and sort of realize that. you know, even if you're just a local kid at a gym and you're learning how to bench press and you're starting to put up more weight than some other people, you can impact somebody else by going over and saying, hey, you know, I learned how to bench by watching this video, and you might be able to help somebody. And you're going to, if you slow down for a couple seconds, help somebody else, A, you're going to start to learn a lot more about you know, you're going to learn a lot more about yourself and what makes you feel good. And B, you just impacted somebody, and that person's going to be, that person that you just taught is going to be able to impact somebody else, and so on.
I think
so it has a huge impact overall.
I think all three of us hear things from people all the time. Actually, I have a letter to share with you guys. I don't have it right here right now, but somebody
is
who's
it just one letter. Is it B?
It's B. Yes, it's B.
B.
It's D.
Mm-hmm. The D.
She wants the D. No, about somebody who was. We get it all the time with people who, like, I just feel lost. I feel disconnected. I don't know what to do with my life. I'm spinning my wheels, whatever. And then they kind of listen to us. And it's just because we're bringing some kind of normalcy. Mm-hmm. You know, this is like normal conversation among friends. And we are occasionally trying to be inspirational. And our guests are often inspirational. And they get something out of it. And we get something out of them getting something out of it.
Yeah, without getting too dark, since everything's being lighthearted, I got an email from a high school coach. I believe he coaches lacrosse.
Oh, lacrosse.
I think it's lacrosse in the Midwest. He offered for us to visit, and he'll show us the best barbecue ever, so you guys can guess what city it is in the Midwest.
Barbecue!
But he had two students that are big fans of the podcast and you know, everyone's channel and follows everything we do. One of the kids recently took his life, this kid Nick, and his buddy Oscar is just like his best friend and sad. They started a powerlifting group together at the school. They have like 20 members in a powerlifting group in a random high school, which is, I think, is pretty fucking cool. He just said Oscar's going through a hard time. So shout out to Oscar. Find whatever you can, man. Stay busy. Powerlift. Lift some fucking weights. Be sad when you need to be sad.
Yeah. Stay around some people that are, you know, that are important to you. People that'll keep you, people that keep you in line, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of times, people don't always realize the people that they have around them. You know, you might kind of think like, man, everybody around me is fucking piece of shit. And maybe there are some people around you that are a piece of shit, but you probably most likely have at least a couple people around you that are good. And, I would try to, you know, stick to them and stay close to them and appreciate them. You know, like Ed Cohn, you know, told me a long time ago, and I think it's a great quote, is be good to the people that are good to you.
Yeah.
And trying not to get too caught up in anything else. Trying to get too caught up in, like, you know, oh, this guy's a pain in the ass or that guy's a pain in the ass. You know, and just, you know, Mike kind of says it all the time, spreading positivity, you know, trying to be positive. It sometimes sounds like, you know, you're being rah-rah or being
bullshit,
like a little cheerleader or whatever, but it can really make a difference. You know, even just, you know, they say, like, say good morning to the first five people you see in the morning.
Open the door for anybody.
Yeah, I mean,
say thank
just,
you.
Is it that fucking hard?
No,
it's not.
No.
It's easier.
You can
it's,
see some grumpy easier. People walking into Starbucks, and you open the door and be like, have a good one or something. They just fucking look at you kind of weird, and then
about,
they get all happy.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. Most time, I'm pissed at myself.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be mad, I'm like grumpy because I didn't do something the right way or didn't do something on time. Or
I think people are stuck in their head and they're stuck in bullshit that doesn't matter rather than like saying hi to people. And speaking of like surrounding yourself or realizing what you're surrounding yourself with or good people, shout out to Coach Mark, who is the guy that emailed me.
Right.
It's cool to see, you know, I coached high school basketball. Mark coached some high school football. My mom was a teacher her whole life. It's just cool to see people care about the kids that they're working with and take the time. He didn't have to. You know, he works for probably some state government program, but he took his time to write us and try to help his kids out and help the powerlifting team and make sure the kids are hopefully happier.
I am just sort of a random thing I saw on the internet yesterday, a set of pictures from a wedding where this girl's biological dad grabbed the hand of her stepdad as they were walking up the aisle at her wedding,
right,
saying come along with me, you know, you have the right to be here just as much as I do.
Right.
It's like, it's such a nice thing to do. And how much did it cost him to do that? It cost him nothing.
Right.
You know, nothing out of his pocket, nothing out of his heart, really.
Right.
I don't know. Do nice things. Cool. Feels good to be good.
Hey, now. What the fuck else we got?
I think they're saying Jim over Yoda, over Aristotle. That's a compliment
That's
of a fucking
leap.
Lifetime.
That's a big leap. Johnny Candido on the PowerCast.
Yoda's fucking amazing. I don't know if I talked about this either. We podcast so much and we hang out all the time. I don't know what the fuck I shared with the world or not, but I want to go to the... I shouldn't say it because they might steal it, but I'm going to go to the opening of Star Wars dressed as Lord of the Rings. Just to really fuck with people. Yeah, really fuck them up.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to really fuck them up. Mark's going to be like Gandalf, all fucking goes Frodo or some shit. Just like, really fuck up.
A fucking Star Trek character.
Now, that might cause a fight. Like, some of these nerds get serious.
Yeah.
They get real serious. Yeah, or show up as Harry Potter for some reason. I thought it'd be amazing.
Just to confuse everybody.
Just for the YouTube views, really.
What movie am I going to?
Show up as the Red Ranger.
Star Wars, early December. God, I'm so stoked.
People keep talking about fucking Brett Gibbs.
Brett Gibbs would be awesome to have on here, man.
And
Brett Gibbs is a strong mofo. Josh Hancock, a lot of people talk
about.
Josh
Hancock.
He's up in Canada. I don't know what the hell if he finds his way down here. Josh, if you're listening.
It's some other day, but they keep talking about it, too. Whatever.
Both all the guys, it's cool, but kind of odd that all the really popular IPF or USAPL lifters are all like juniors. Mm. Like Candido just turned 24.
Yeah,
Brett Gibbs is 23, even though he beats most open. And then Josh Hancock's also, I believe, like 22 or younger. He competes as a junior, but is still one of the best 163ers in the world,
right,
which is pretty cool.
The best thing a lot of these people can do is to fucking come here to Super Training.
Yeah, just come hang out.
Yeah.
If nobody knows who the fuck you are. They will after you come here.
Yeah, and those guys are fairly popular, and I don't know what their career is, but I know they probably do some online coaching or something. It'd be great to hang out with them, and they're fucking strong, and I'm sure we could learn something, and I'm sure they could learn a lot.
Yeah, well, I like open invitation.
Jeff Side. You guys know who Jeff Side is?
I've seen the name. I don't really know.
I think he's like a physique guy. He's one of the best physique guys.
Jim Wendler. We had him on the show already.
Yeah. Mr. Poundstone would be cool.
Brian Shaw working on it.
Yeah, Derek Poundstone would be cool. He's a busy man with some babies, but
Tashir would be good. It's kind of hard to do.
Tashirier, I believe, moved to Colorado.
Yeah.
Everybody's there. Colorado. Everybody's in Colorado now.
Colorado, huh? Hmm. We don't like power lifters. I forgot if we forgot to mention that.
We're trying to move on to mostly celebrities.
Some people
and mostly
that,
females.
Some people that aren't such meatheads all the time. No, we obviously will stick to our fucking roots a little bit, but we want to get some porn stars on here. That's what we're working on.
That would really change the game.
Dan Green has been on the show. Look at the audio.
Caitlyn Jenner would be kind of cool.
Ryan Kennelly. Hey, now.
An Olympian? We could probably work on Olympian. They just typed Caitlyn Jenner, which made me think, like, the whole transition thing, whatever that's cool, or transgender thing, that would be fun to talk about, but it would be cool to have Bruce Jenner because he's a fucking
Olympian. Yeah, well, Bruce changed his name officially now.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, then Caitlyn Jenner. I don't want to insult anyone, but it would be cool because Caitlyn Jenner has a fucking gold medal.
And he's not going to get charged in that auto accident.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I think I was in L.A. when that happened.
The Rock would be hard. Ray Williams.
Rock is hard as a rock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Donald Trump, yeah, we'll get right on that.
Working on Kazmaier. Kazmaier is pretty much a done deal. Just a matter of time.
Yeah. Yeah, the holiday comes around. Everything shuts down. So it'll just be us three for a while, and then we'll pick it back up for you guys.
Still have a fucking rap video to shoot, too.
What do we think about
Daniel Bryan would be really, very funny.
Daniel.
Greg Louganis. There's your Olympian.
Yeah, the wrestler. Uriah Faber may be possible, ladies and gentlemen.
Bradley Martin.
We've invited Bradley here a million times. Bradley, where are you, buddy?
Yeah. Where are you, Bradley?
You big, tall, handsome son of a bitch.
Don't you guys just want to hear from us?
I know. Why are we not good enough anymore? There's 150 of you here watching. You must love it. You must fucking
Uriah
love it.
Uriah Faber we're working on. Lily Bridges we're working on.
Uriah Faber. Brock Lesnar would be funny.
BLB.
Rogan's a target.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to everyone right now. Just go to Joe Rogan's Twitter and say, go to the fucking Super Training.
Yeah,
go
start,
to Super Training.
Start blowing people
if
up.
If you blow them up, then they'll be more likely to do it.
Yeah, blow them up a million times. We got CT Fletcher coming soon. So
Furious Pete is in the works as well.
Furious Pete. What's up, Pete?
Brandon Campbell's in the works as well.
Where the fuck is Brandon Campbell?
He's married. He's working out in his dungeon now. Oh, Mark Bell. He would be an okay guest, but I don't really like him.
I don't know. I don't think I could build a whole show around that guy.
Mm-hmm. He's too fat.
Doing any other expos? No, not on purpose.
All right, my eyes are getting tired.
Yeah, mine too.
We are going to the
LA Fit Next Expo.
LA Fat Expo in January.
I think beginning of February.
We, all three of us, will more than likely end up at Jesse Burdick's meet in November.
Yeah.
We got the LA Fit Expo in January. We got, there's no other expos in there, is there? We got the Arnold Classic in March.
Yeah. I think that's it.
And
I think those are the big expos coming
up. We've been kicking around an idea of going to L.A.
L.A.
And, doing some poop casting down there. We'll see how that works out. I don't know when we'll do that, but we will try to do that at some point. Chris Bell again. He's too short. He's too fat.
Yeah, we got a stand-up desk. He can't be on anymore.
Chris Bell is on, you know, roughly once a quarter or so, you know.
Yeah.
We have him on when he's available and he's got something to talk about. I would guess that we will probably have him in December or January because the film is actually now pushed back to January.
Oh, I didn't hear that. The release?
Yeah.
That's what Prescription he told me
Thugs? Over the weekend in Vegas.
I did not hear about that.
Anyway.
And that's it, you suckers.
Anyway, we wanted to fuck around with this live shit just to give you guys a different format and to mess with some new stuff. Hopefully this is something we can transition into.
Huh?
Something we can tranny train into.
Yeah, and we'll keep refining the actual broadcast and we'll see what we get.
Multiple camera angles, get a couple dick pics in there. Yeah.
Under the table angle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Dick cam.
Yeah, why not?
Grant Higa at some point. Why
I know.
Not?
I hung out with Higa after Olympia.
Higa Monster.
He's been here, but not on the day that we were here.
And, yeah. And then the other time he was here, he like volunteered because his flight was full, and he ended up spending the night in Sacramento. That's just like where whatever Southwest put him. So he was on me and Marcus's flight. And instead of him taking like a half an hour shuttle ride to his hotel, he grabbed In-N-Out with me and Marcus, and I dropped him off there.
Nice.
But no time to podcast.
Pete Rubish.
Mr. Rubish is out here somewhere. I think he's in Idaho right now.
Yeah,
he was just lifting with Mr. Norris.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know, just two mutants lifting
weights.
I think
he's getting a divorce or something.
Eddie Hall would be cool.
Eddie Hall would be amazing.
Yeah, Eddie Hall. That guy's a beast.
Dick Lickerson was in this morning and recorded a new intro.
Yeah, that guy's never coming on the show again. He just hopped on that one episode. We never want that guy on again.
So fat. All right, I think that's pretty much it for today.
Pretty good for right now, guys.
Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered.
He's at Mark Smelly Bell. I'm at Silent Mike with 2 Ks.
I'm Jim McD, STTV on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast. If you go there like right now and follow the show, maybe we'll do a little giveaway in the next hour. How about that? Does that sound good?
How about we give away some new strong sleeves? How's that sound? Get
there
people
you go.
Fired up.
New strong sleeves. We'll give those away on the Instagram for the Powercast at Mark Bell's Powercast. Go there and
fucking follow us.
Follow
bitch.
It. Follow it.
Share this shit with people.
Yeah.
Get the shit out there.
Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/supertraininggym, and Twitter and Periscope, but kind of fuck a Periscope, but Periscope at SGGymSack.
Thank you.
Out.
Shout out to Rogue Fitness and Compex. Later, motherfuckers.
Later.
Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.com.